and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game National Studios. We are presented by the Southern Bank of Tennessee. Now, I think you all know I love the Titans. I follow a lot of local stuff, but I'm a big NFL fan. And so I follow what's going on around the NFL, the commentary, everything else. And over the weekend and this week, there's been a big hubbub in New York City about Abdul Carter. No, it's not about Abdul Carter's injured shoulder or Abdul Carter's injured foot or some of the character concerns that were had when it came to Abdul Carter and the Giants. No. It's about Abdul Carter and apparently the fact that Abdul Carter keeps asking for retired players' numbers. It started with Lawrence Taylor and then made its way to Phil Sims. LT said no. And then Phil Sims said yes, but then his family told him no. So now Abdul Carter's going to have to get his own number. And all of a sudden, that's led to this big discussion. I heard them talking about it on the Midday Show today. Mike Sando at The Athletic said, don't we retire numbers for a reason? And I've taken back a week and a half because I remember when it looked like the Titans were going to draft Cam Ward, and Paul Kaharsky put out a story at paulkaharsky.com. He talked to Warren Moon, and Warren Moon said he was thinking about letting Cam Ward wear number one. And I immediately said, no, you don't do that. You don't unretire a Hall of Famer's number just to give to the local flavor of the month. You don't do it. And not only that, I said at the time, I go, it's offensive to even call Warren Moon to say, hey, Warren, I'd like to wear your number. Some people will say it's a sign of respect. I think it is a sign of disrespect. I mean, again, Cam Ward, when he was asked about it, it's like, yeah, I didn't really know anything about him. Boy, that's respectful of a guy in the Hall of Fame. A pioneer at the position. And yet, when Warren Moon decided to give his number to Cam Ward, nobody seemed to care, comment on it. I felt like some old pawpaw that was just yelling at the clouds. Now, Abdul Carter does the same thing in New York with Lawrence Taylor, and everybody is giving Abdul Carter the business. Whether it is Rob Gronkowski, whomever. This was Colin Cowherd earlier this week when Abdul Carter asked LT and Phil Sims to unretire their numbers in New York so he could wear them. Take a listen.
So Abdul Carter played for Penn State, but he had some baggage. I love Drew Rosenhaus, but he's Drew Rosenhaus's client. Okay, so there's Drew Rosenhaus's history as he represents guys that got some stuff. So Abdul Carter, he was advised to get surgery for an injury. He's like, nah, there was some stuff that people didn't love about it. But I'm like, hey, he's coming to the league. But he asked to wear, apparently asked to wear, Lawrence Taylor's jersey number 56. That is so ridiculous. That is like going to the Yankees and saying, can I wear number two? That's going to the Lakers. Can I wear number 32? Yeah, there's this guy named Magic. Lawrence Taylor, Bill Belichick won't say this. He always throws Brady in. But Belichick is a defensive coach. Privately, but I believe that he thinks Lawrence Taylor, not Brady, is the best player he's ever had. Here's the thing. In life, all you young players, row your own boat. Make your own legacy. How about you learn to carry a veteran's bag before you take his jersey? This screams of entitlement. It screams for lack of self-awareness. Those jerseys are retired.
Okay. So now Abdul Carter is getting crushed by everyone because he had the gall to ask for Lawrence Taylor's number. And it feels like everyone around the country is having a retired numbers are retired for a reason type of renaissance. But I can't get over this. Where was this chatter when it came to Warren Moon? Where was this chatter when it came to Cam Ward being given number one? And to me, I can't get over the fact that this is a story because of Lawrence Taylor. This is because everybody knows how good Lawrence Taylor is. I mean, LT played like 3 years when I was alive. I've never seen LT play, but I've seen the LT Football Life documentary. I've seen LT highlights. I've seen LT breaking Joe Theismann's leg. I've seen it all. LT was a freaking beast, and everybody knows it. But this wasn't a story when it came to Ray Flaherty last year, and it wasn't a story with Warren Moon and Cam Ward. And let me be perfectly clear. When it came to all this chatter about Cam Warren and Warren Moon, I thought it would be disrespectful to even ask Warren Moon. After all, I thought that number was retired for a reason. I love Warren Moon. I think Warren Moon is a great player, and I think Warren Moon is a great guy. And I think Warren Moon is the perfect ambassador to kind of lead the Oiler era, as, in my opinion, it is accepted inside the Titan umbrella. And so I believe in honoring that number by keeping it retired. But after all, I thought that we retired these numbers for a reason, right? So when I see Gronk and I see Coward and I see everybody else just go batty at this idea that Abdul Carter would have the nerve to ask for Lawrence Taylor's number, it kind of hit me. Either Deion Sanders is right and we need two Hall of Fames. We need the Hall of Fame of good players with Edgerrin James in it, and we need the Hall of Fame of superstars with Peyton Manning in it. And maybe Warren is in the Edgerrin James Hall of Fame, and LT is in the Peyton Manning Hall of Fame. Or maybe the thing you complain about all the time, the fact that when it comes to the Titans, nobody ever talks about the Titans. When it comes to Cam Ward, nobody ever talks about Cam Ward. When it comes to the Oilers, nobody ever talks or cares about that. Maybe that's why people just didn't notice. Because I heard somebody call into the midday show last week. The morning show last week, and they yelled at Paul when it came to Cam Ward wearing Warren Moon's number. And they were yelling at Paul about, people just want to immortalize Warren Moon. And PK, and I think rightfully so, yelled back at the guy and said he is immortalized with a bronze bust in Canton. Look, we put some guys in the Hall of Fame that I would not put in the Hall of Fame. That I hear, I'm like, really? Steve Hutchinson? Really? Hall of Fame? He's a very good player. Hall of Fame. Really? And then there are some players that are not in the Hall of Fame, like Adam Vinatieri, and I don't understand it. And I can go on and on and on and on about the Hall of Fame and get all worked up about it on a consistent basis. And I think this is a real, like, I think this is a real Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I believe that once you go in it, you are immortalized forever, even if I don't agree with it, like Edgerrin James. So I looked at Warren Moon as a Pro Football Hall of Famer with a gold jacket, and I'm like, that's disrespectful to ask Warren Moon for his number. But Jared, he's a black quarterback, and Cam Ward is a black quarterback, and it's a passing of the torch, and what it means, and what Warren fought for, and what, again, that number was retired for a reason. And in my opinion, it's the same reason that Lawrence Taylor's number was retired. Because Lawrence Taylor was an all-time great. And while, again, when we think of the best quarterbacks to ever play, and we think of Brady and Montana and Elway and Bradshaw and Brett Favre and Peyton Manning, you'd have to go down the list before you'd get to Warren. He's still in the same, like that same line of demarcation that Lawrence Taylor has. Hall of Fame. He has it. And I guess it's just not a story here, but it's a story there. So you're telling me it's because LT was better than Warren. Again, how much better can you get than Hall of Fame? So I just find it funny that the entire LT thing is, you know, oh, how dare he? But here it's not a big deal. 615-737-1025, which is the phone number, 615-737-1025. And then there's the crazy stuff that I've heard when it comes to the Titans and retiring numbers. I do want to hit that next, and we will. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
I don't have a problem with it. If Warren said it was good, it was good. I don't have a problem with it, you know, mainly because it's not the Houston Oilers. It's the Tennessee Titans. But for the love of football, Tennessee Titans, be selective with 85, 53, and 23.
Care to guess how many players have worn 53 since Keith Bullock?
Who?
For the Titans.
And the names better be better. I swear.
They're not.
There's a rookie wearing the 53 right now.
12 players.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. 12.
No, there's someone wearing 89 right now.
Is somebody wearing 89?
Thomas Odukoya?
You know what? That's a damn shame. It truly is. And now, are you serious about that?
I am. Serious. I just looked at it.
And there are 10 players who have worn 23 since Blaine Bishop.
Okay. I really didn't know that 89 was that people were still wearing it. Why are they letting anyone wear that number? That's my thing. Why? Again, be selective when you give that number out. That's an organization. Is that an organization, or is this an organization? I mean, that is truly forgetting where it all started. I understand no one betting I ever wear 27-9. I get that. No one ever. But 89's right there.
That was D. Mace today saying, I don't have a problem with Warren Moon, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, having his number unretired. But, I mean, what about me? What about Keith Bullock? What about Blaine Bishop? And what about Frank Wycheck? They need to be selective. They need to only give that number to the good players. They need to only look. I love Derek, but I heard this today and I was like, and I went on the midday show at the end and I said, I have a bone to pick with Derek over this exact topic. And I picked that bone. But I think that's a little ridiculous when it comes to the retired numbers thing. Here's the way I view it. If I own the team, this is how it would be. Period. No discussion. There is not a lieutenant in the world that could get me to change my mind about this. I mean, Lindsey and Jackson could not convince me to change my mind about this. If I owned the team, we'd have the retired numbers, and once a number's retired, it's retired. Mr. Stillman, Cam Ward is on line one. He said that he talked to Warren Moon. Warren Moon says it's okay. And Cam, good to talk to you. How you been? Good. Okay. How's your mom? Good. Okay. Yeah. No. I retired that number for a reason, and that number will stay retired. We retired that number because that number will forever be Warren's legacy, and you get your own number and start your own legacy with it. You wore number 7 at Incarnate Word, right? You've got number 7 in your Twitter handle. You're number 7. Good luck, Cam. But then Derek's sitting here talking about Keith Bullock and him and Blaine Bishop and Frank Wycheck. And let me say this with all due respect, because those are the Titan teams that I grew up with. And I loved those teams and those players. I loved those guys before I even knew them. Once a number's retired, it's retired. But we're not taking every number out of circulation. I mean, there's only so many numbers that we have, you know, so we got to be somewhat judicious when it comes to retiring numbers. So if I own the team, everybody who's got their Oiler numbers retired would have their numbers retired. Again, I don't know enough about Mike Munchak as a player to tell you that he deserves it or not. He's in the Hall of Fame. His number's retired. So Earl Campbell and Mike Munchak and Bruce Matthews and Warren Moon and George Blanda and all the guys that have their numbers, Elvin Bethea and Robert Brazil, and those guys, keep them retired. And then there would be 3 numbers that would be retired by the Titans. Number 9 for Steve McNair, number 27 for Eddie George, and number 22 for Derrick Henry. And that's it. And other than that, every other number's in circulation. And it doesn't matter if you're some Scarbini bum or if you're not. You can wear 85, you can wear 53, you can wear 89, you can wear 23, you can wear whatever number. I roll my eyes when I talk to people that are somewhat associated with the Hall of Fame. And I talk to them about Bud Adams. And I say, why is Bud Adams, one of the two founders of the American Football League, the AFL, which would later play the NFL for the first three Super Bowls, and then merged with the NFL to be what is this great league that we have today. How is one of the co-founders of the league not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Lamar Hunt was the other co-founder. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ralph Wilson's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame with the Bills. Al Davis is in the Hall of Fame. How is Bud Adams not in the Hall of Fame? And I get this talking to, this lecture of, well, it's the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Very Good. Yeah, again, I think co-founding the AFL, I think trading the draft rights from Joe Namath to the Jets so that the AFL could compete with the NFL. Yeah, I think that those things are worthy of induction to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think that's more than just very good. I think that's the history of the game. But I am going to give you the same lecture when it comes to these guys that were very, very good Titans. And again, I heard Derek today, and I said this to him when I was on the midday show, because he was talking about him and Frank and Brad Hopkins and his guys, his era of Titans. Well, what about Jarrell Casey? What about Delanie Walker? What about Ryan Tannehill? What about A.J. Brown? What about Kevin Byard? Again, we can't retire everyone's number. So I always think, if you are an era-defining player, then you should get your number retired. And for me, there have been three players over the years that have kind of defined Titan football. Steve McNair, Eddie George, and Derrick Henry. And that's it. And then every other number should be in circulation, and I don't care if you're some Scarbini bum or you're not. 89 is 89, no disrespect to Frank. 85 is 85, no disrespect to Derek Mason. 53 is 53, no disrespect to Keith Bullock. But Frank Wycheck made three Pro Bowls. That's it. We're going to retire his number? Come on now. 615-737-1025 here on the program. I heard that today and I was like, Derek, like, come on, man. And Derek was a great Titan, but come on, man. One texter says there's a difference between asking people for their number like Carter and a player giving their number like Ward and Moon. I personally am against it, but with Moon giving it rather than Ward asking, I'm less offended. Ward called Warren Moon. Cam called Warren Moon. Cam asked for number one. Warren thought about it. And then Warren said yes. To me, again, I would have never, if I were the Titans, because I heard PK last week saying that he doesn't think that the Titans condoned this. First of all, the Titans clearly condone it. They held a whole party for it. But not only did they condone it, but if I was the owner, Warren could want to give it to him, and it's not going to change my opinion. No, Warren, we retired your number because it's your legacy. And we want Cam to have an equally great legacy. In fact, Warren, we love you, but you never won a Super Bowl. We want Cam to be better than Tom Brady. And we want him to do that with his number. So that is what we're going to do. If I own the team, that's what would happen. And the biggest thing I can't get over is I'm doing this out of my respect for Warren Moon. Because when people say, how dare you ask Lawrence Taylor? Again, I view Warren Moon in the same club as LT. And LT is probably the greatest defensive football player in the history of the NFL. LT might honestly be the greatest player that has ever played football. Brady's more accomplished, but LT might be the greatest player ever. And I think Warren's in the same club. Because Warren's in the Hall of Fame. More of your phones on this. 615-737-1025. We'll hit them next. Stillman and Company, 1025, 1063 The Game.
As far as the number and everything is concerned, I wore the number one for a lot of different reasons, and I wore it for a long time, starting back in 1976 when I was in college.
And I think I wore it very honorably for the Houston Oilers organization, to the point to where I created a Hall of Fame career for myself. Now I'm part of the Tennessee Titans family, and my Houston Oilers jersey will probably never be worn again. I hope it won't. But the Tennessee Titans jersey is going to be worn by Cam, and Cam will be starting a new, not regime here, but just a new freshness in this organization to kind of revitalize it and get it back to where it was a number of years ago, one of the more successful organizations in the league. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do with his legacy wearing this number. Cam, I'm going to be watching your career. I'm here for you. I'm going to help you as much as I can possibly do it whenever you need me. And just wish you the best of luck. Congratulations on being the number one overall pick.
There you go. That was Warren Moon. So he said, hey, you know, I don't think my Houston Oilers jersey will ever be worn. And then I guess he went on Kay Adams' show and doubled down on the same thing. Now, I have been told that the Titans have no plans in the future, in the immediate future, of wearing the Oilers jerseys, but they're not for sure done with them forever. Again, I don't know the semantics of that. I still think that they should wear the Oilers throwbacks and that they should wear the Oil Derrick on the helmet. And it sounds like they're kind of transitioning to a hybrid Titan Oiler uniform. Again, I need to see it before I can judge it. I think the uniforms the Titans have now stink. I actually kind of miss the old Titan uniforms with the white helmets and everything else. But again, I still think a retired number is a retired number, period. But I guess only in only if you're Lawrence Taylor is it actually a retired number. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Gunner says, as good as Warren Moon was, all of that, no one really looks at him like he was that guy. I think in reference to Lawrence Taylor. One texter says there's a huge difference. Warren Moon was a humble leader, and LT is an egomaniac. Both were great, but LT would never give up his number out of ego. So here's what I'll say, because, again, I think there's an idea that, hey, Warren Moon was good, but Lawrence Taylor, and to me, as I said, the Pro Football Hall of Fame for me is the line of demarcation where it is, A, you're in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you were that dude, period. Now, there are guys that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that I don't think belong in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, like Edgerrin James, like Jared Allen, like some of these guys that I'm like, oh, you weren't that dude. I don't think people look at Warren Moon and think that Warren Moon shouldn't be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think people think Warren Moon should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So to me, you are that dude. And I'm not unretiring your number. One texter says, how about after Cam Ward stinks and is no longer a Titan, will they re-retire the number one jersey? I mean, I couldn't tell you what they're going to do. 3 weeks ago when there was talk about, you know, should they unretire number one for Cam Ward? I was like, no. And I knew in my head they weren't going to do that because Amy, you know, her dad was Bud Adams. Bud Adams loved the Oilers. That was his team. Warren was their quarterback. I'm like, Amy's not going to unretire Warren Moon's number. Amy is not going to be that removed from Oiler history that she's going to say, okay, do it. And then she went out and did it. So I can't tell you what they're going to say. One texter says, nobody talked about it because Moon just handed it over. There was no conflict. Also, I've given up on the national media recognizing the Titans because the Titans don't even recognize their own organization. Well, I don't know what that means about the Titans don't recognize their own organization. There are a bunch of people in here that are talking about, I don't care about the Oilers. Warren Moon was an Oiler, and these are the Titans. And I understand that, but you also have to recognize that that's not how this is viewed. When the Titans relocated from Houston, not only were they the Tennessee Oilers for 2 years, 1 year in Memphis and 1 year at Vanderbilt, But Paul Tagliabue, the then commissioner of the NFL, along with Bud Adams, at the naming of the team, said that they were removing the name Oilers and burying it forever, and that Oilers' history is Titans' history. And this was a big deal to Bud Adams because Bud Adams was so mad at the city of Houston and the Oilers, that was his team, that he'd be damned if he would ever let Houston get a new team and then name it the Oilers. And, you know, Floyd told me years ago, and I forget when this came up, but he told me that, you know, there's only a certain amount of names that you're allowed to have in the NFL. I said, what? He said, we weren't the first Titans. And that is true. The New York Jets used to be the Titans. So apparently the way this works is there's like six names that you're allowed to choose from. If you decide to change your name, there's only a handful of names you're allowed to have. And the NFL will veto until the sun comes. And so that's why Bud Adams wanted the Oilers' name to be buried forever and tied to this franchise because he didn't want anybody else to have it. And again, my father's still alive, knock on wood. But I have to believe that if I own the team that my dad found and we were talking, founded, and we were talking about, hey, you know, dad would have lost his crap if you acted like Oiler history didn't matter, then I'd say, like, I'm sorry, you may not care about the Oilers, but we care about the Oilers. Like, I just, so you can say that you don't care about the Oilers, but at the same time, when you're sitting here saying, oh, we don't care about the Oilers, I'm telling you, like, Titan history is Oiler history. The commissioner of the NFL decided that as this process went down. One texter says, what happens if Ward becomes great and a Hall of Fame player? Do the Titans retire the number for both of them? Yes. What they'll do is they'll put up, you know, number one, Warren Moon, number one, Cam Ward around the stadium, which I think is kind of odd, but that wouldn't be the first time that's happened. There are some other franchises where they wait to retire a number. Again, like 22 technically is not retired yet for the Titans. Now, nobody wore it last year, and I do believe that when Derrick Henry retires, that the following season there will be a ceremony at Nissan Stadium and they'll officially retire Derrick Henry's number. But, like, let's say somebody wears 22 and then Derrick makes the Hall of Fame, and the rule was if you made the Hall of Fame, you get your number retired. Derrick makes the Hall of Fame, they retire his number, somebody else that wore 22. That happens in some other places. So that would be what this will be. Skyler says, I am 27 years old and have been a Titans fan since the early 2000s. I do not care about Warren Moon's number. I mean, some people just don't care about numbers at all. And again, there's this whole thing about when it comes to the when it comes to the retiring of the numbers, that some people just don't care at all. Some people just don't care. And I keep trying to highlight this when I say that Bud Adams did care. You may not care about the Oilers. Bud Adams cared so much that the then commissioner of the NFL agreed to bury the name forever. And I keep going back to this. You think Amy Adams Strunk doesn't care? One texter says, the Kansas City Chiefs were the Dallas Texans. Names can be reused. That's the point. Like, again, Floyd told me, he was like, look, there's only about 10 names that you can use. It's not like you can sit there and say, the Wildflowers. We want to be the Wildflowers. We want to be the Bumblebees. We want to be the, this is not minor league baseball. Okay? The NFL gives you a list of names you can pick from. And Oilers would have been on the list if they had not buried the name. The commissioner took the name out of circulation. So when a team moves and they give up the name, like the Baltimore Ravens, then all of a sudden somebody else can be the Cleveland Browns. Bud Adams didn't want that happening, So as part of the agreement, Paul Tagliabue agreed to retire the name forever. Now, if we've learned anything, it's that anything can be unretired. So I guess they could unretire Oilers, but I'm sure that they probably wouldn't. Just to honor what they agreed to in 1998. So when this guy's like, names can be reused, that's the point. He's saying no. No, they can't be. Unbelievable. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to weigh in. That 615-737-1025 here on the program. Somebody texted and said, okay, John McClain, chill out. I'm just telling you. It is what it is. And I believe that Oiler history, I mean, I went to the Oilers. I watched Ryan Leaf beat the Oilers. The Tennessee Oilers. That was a thing. 615-737-1025. We have an update on a story that we have not heard much information about in a while. But apparently we've got a nice little update with what seems to be LeJarius Sneed's side of the story, perhaps. We'll get to that next. I'm going to company 1025 the game. Okay, so you brought up proof and about knowing that it was for sure LeJarius Sneed in that car. Is this dealer security cam footage? What footage do you have that proves to you that it was LeJarius in the car with somebody that you think you have the name of, but you're labeling as a John Doe for right now?
Well, I definitely have the name because it's on the Carrollton Police Department report, which I'm happy to send you after this interview. I have a hard time even saying the guy's name. It's like Tekanze Warmick Williams in LeJarius. Yes, it is the security footage from the dealership that has the entire incident on video.
There you go. That was Levi McCathren, who is representing the alleged victim in the civil suit that LeJarius Sneed is facing. It's been a while since we've had an update on what's going on with LeJarius Sneed. And Paul Kaharsky has one up at paulkaharsky.com. According to PK, while he writes, quote, while LeJarius Sneed waits to see if a grand jury indicts him on a felony charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon connected to an alleged shooting on December 6th, his attorney has denied the claims against him in a related civil suit. So apparently they're convening a grand jury to see whether or not there's actually going to be that they indict him on felony charges. Interesting. The criminal charge has been officially filed, but no date has been set for the grand jury hearing in Dallas County, Texas. The next step in the civil suit is a June 2nd hearing. I hate to say this, LeJarius, but you could not have picked a worse time for this to be going down, because on June 2nd, if there's some juicy drama surrounding LeJarius Sneed, we will be in on it. PK writes, and again, we know the whole story that LeJarius Sneed, we know what the story is as of right now, that allegedly LeJarius Sneed and an associate were at a car dealership in outside of Dallas, and they turned around the Lamborghini SUV, rolled down the window, and shot at some, I guess, random guy in a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon for what that is concerned. According to PK, Sneed said if anything happened, it was all the doing of the person with him, who is characterized by the attorney Levi McCathren as Sneed's personal assistant. According to Sneed's lawyer Michael J. Todd, in the defendant's original answer dated April 21st, quote, the defendant is not liable as alleged by the plaintiff because the alleged conduct was the criminal act of a third party. The alleged acts, if any, were performed by John Doe without any assistance, encouragement, or direction by LeJarius Sneed. Todd also said that Doe was not acting as Sneed's personal assistant, employee, agent, or in any capacity at the time. The police report the AP cited and one I obtained through a FOIA request were both heavily redacted. So when I hear this, it sounds to me like LeJarius Sneed is going with the old Chris Carter defense. Do you remember this? Years and years and years ago, they used to have an event called the Rookie Symposium. where all the rookies drafted into the NFL would all go out somewhere like Los Angeles or something, and they'd be, it was like an orientation. And they had Herm Edwards. There was a video that went viral of Herm Edwards talking about the rule of one. You know, oh yeah, you got a nice, you got some money. Get, you know, now that you're in the NFL, get a house. Get a nice house. Get one. Now, you know, oh yeah, you're in the NFL. You want to get a car? Get a nice car. Get one. You're in the NFL. You want to get a girlfriend? Get one. And everybody laughed at. And then this came out, and this was kind of when I believe cancel culture was kind of at its peak. And there was Chris Carter talking to the rookies about what happens when you get in trouble, Chris Carter and Warren Sapp. And they brought Teddy Bridgewater up on the stage. This was in 2014. And this went viral and got the entire rookie symposium canceled. But this is the defense that I feel like L'Jarius Sneed is rolling with here.
Each one of y'all in business for yourself. This right here is Teddy Bridgewater, Inc., Incorporated. That's him. Now, every dime that come into Teddy, all right, is going to be earned by him and this body. All right? Now, I let my homeboys know, y'all want to keep rolling like this? Then I need to know who's going to be the fall guy, who's going to be driving, because y'all not going to all do the right stuff now. All right? So I got to teach y'all how to get around all this stuff, too. If you're going to have a crew, one of them fools got to know he going to jail. We'll get him out.
Okay. So people got outraged over that, and they've canceled the rookie symposium because he said that. And yet, I can't not hear that when I read, quote, defendant is not liable as alleged by plaintiff because the alleged conduct was the criminal act of a third party. The alleged acts, if any, were performed by John Doe without any assistance, encouragement, or direction by L'Jarius Sneed. Todd also said that Doe was not acting as Sneed's personal assistant, employee, agent, or in any capacity at any time. Again, the fall guy defense. I mean, so what I'm guessing is going to happen, I don't know, is this guy that was with L'Jarius Sneed is going to claim that he was the one driving and he was the one shooting, or L'Jarius Sneed is going to claim that he was the one driving or he was the one shooting. Because, again, that's what Chris Carter's... I need to know who's going to take the fall. We'll come get you out of jail. But we need to know who's going to... That's what this sounds like. And I will just say this. I am very excited to see where this goes. Could they move that June 2nd back? We still got mini camp and OTAs going on then. Can we push that June 2nd civil suit hearing? Can we push that back to like June 19th? Or June 27th? Or something like that? June 2nd's good enough. And, we'll see. And this is what I love. I hope this thing goes to court. My advice for L'Jarius Sneed would be, let's settle this case and get it done just so that details don't come out. Because what's going to happen is there's going to be subpoenas and there's going to be hands-on Bibles and they're going to dump text messages and they're going to dump. I hope L'Jarius Sneed. And allegedly, L'Jarius Sneed and somebody claiming to be L'Jarius Sneed's mom called the alleged victim and threatened them not to go to the police or get a lawyer. So if they're that stupid, I don't know, like, what to put past them. But hopefully L'Jarius Sneed didn't text his buddy, you know, hey, you're the fall guy, got it? Because they will dump those phone records. And that stuff comes out. And as a serial gossiper, I absolutely love all of it. So my advice to Sneed is, get this settled and get the criminal charges figured out so that you don't get suspended. But as I've said, if I'm the Titans, I'm keeping an eye on this because the second he gets put on the commissioner's exempt list, I am voiding the guarantees and I am moving on from L'Jarius Sneed. That's just me. One texter says they're taking it slow because they're looking to get a certain amount from Sneed in an out-of-court settlement, but no charges by the county brought yet. Again, they are convening a grand jury, according to the PK story. They are convening a grand jury to see if they will indict him on a felony charge. So I think, you know, like people say, well, there's no charges. Actually, there are. I've got a copy of the police report. There are charges. Now, will he be indicted on those charges? That's up to the grand jury. Who knows? Boy, I tell you, knock on wood. I have avoided dealing with a lot of this in my life. I've never dealt with a grand jury in my life. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number. It's time for a weekly debate. Jared versus Joe is up next. Stillman & Company, 1025-1063, the game. And be sure to join us for the fourth annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament. Cromwell Media, along with partners Fox 17, Outfront Media, and Social Indoor, are proud to announce that we'll be back at Hermitage Golf Course on Thursday, May 29th, to make a difference while having a great time. You can join us and a few guest media members, athletes, and musicians as we raise money for Folds of Honor. Donations will go to provide life-changing scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. Sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com.